Bob and Mark do it right. Every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, it's that time. But first, Rob Parker, we got to do this. It's time for On This Day in 1984. Brought to you by Comerica Bank. May 28th, 1984 was Memorial Day that year. And 46,238 showed up in Oakland. Yes, Oakland. For the holiday matinee and start to the three-game series with the A's. Jack Morris was trying to break the Tigers' first three-game losing streak of the season. Chris Cotteroli got the call from new manager Jackie Moore, who had just replaced Steve Boros with the Oakland A's. Jackie Moore, there you go. Cotteroli didn't last long. He got only one out in the first inning, a strikeout of Lance Parrish. But sandwiched around that, four Tiger runs. Gibson and Bergman with RBI singles. Cotteroli was replaced by, are you ready? Current Tiger pitching coach Jeff Jones. And Jonesy was spectacular the next 5 2/3 of relief, allowing just one hit, no runs, and striking out seven. That Jeff Jones. Jones allowed the A's to get back in, and they did. They trailed just 4-2 into the seventh when Alan Trammell doubled in Whitaker off Keith Atherton, who replaced Jones. Parrish hit a solo homer in the ninth off Tim Conroy, and Detroit won it 6-2. Memorial Day victory for Sparky, and bless you boys, was born. Morris went to 10-1. Tigers were 36-8. And up 5.5 in the AL East on this day 30 years ago, presented to you by Comerica Bank. Now you may do your thing, sir.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. Here's the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Mile.
Tigers in Oakland coming up for you in about an hour. Annabelle Sanchez, Scott Kazmir, that's how it's shaking. Tigers are 29-19 after the 6-5 win last night, and they'll try to make it 2 in a row over the A's. They're leading the AL Central right now at 5 full games. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA Eastern Finals. Game number 5, we are just about done with one. In fact, we are now done with one in Indiana. It's 22-16. Pacers in the lead by 6. Paul George leads the way in the first quarter with 6 points. Chris Bosh, just talking about him, 5 for Miami to lead the party there for the Heat. 6-point lead, but of course, if Miami wins, and they can turn on whenever they want, seemingly, in this series, they move on to the NBA Finals for the 4th straight year. Spurs and Thunder will go tomorrow night in their game 5, right? They're tied at 2 now. So there you have that with the Oklahoma City win last night. Stanley Cup playoffs, West Finals, game 5, second period. The Blackhawks lead the Kings 3-2. 5 goals in that first period, led by the Chicago's Johnny Oduya and Seabrook, both scoring to take the lead early for Chicago over Jonathan Quick and the Kings. If the Kings win in Chicago tonight, they eliminate the Blackhawks, and they will then move on to the Stanley Cup Finals for the second time in 3 years. So it's Chicago and L.A. dominating the West in the last 3-4 seasons. East Finals Game 6 is tomorrow night as two newcomers. One hopes to, I can't believe we're calling the Rangers and Canadiens newcomers, but they are. It's been 20 years basically for both in a Stanley Cup Final. And New York can be the first to get there if they can win the 6th game. They're up 3-2 over the Habs. And then the Habs will be the have-nots. Other baseball, American League Astros on a roll. 5th straight win. They beat Kansas City and sweep them 9-3. Chris Carter, a couple of homers in that game. Rays and Blue Jays tied at 2 in the 5th. Indians over the White Sox 1-0 now 4th. No score 3rd. Rangers and Twins. Interleague series. Boston over Atlanta 2-0 5th. Orioles and Brewers tied at 1 in the 2nd. The guy we were just talking about, who I completely forgot about, Nelson Cruz. 18th homer already. And he's off the sauce. 18th homer for Nelson Cruz to give the Orioles that tie right now with Milwaukee at Miller Park. Yankees get a 2-run single from John Ryan Murphy, and they lead the Cardinals now 4-0 in the 3rd at the new Busch. Not that new anymore. National League, Mets shut out the Pirates 5-0. Bartolo Colon, 7 1/3, 5-hit ball with 9 strikeouts, including his 2,000. Giants, same score, 5-0 over the Cubs. 6 pitchers for San Francisco, combining the two-hitter. Marlins doubling up the Nationals, 4-2 in the 6th. Rockies over the Phillies, 2-1 5th. Two other games start after 9:40. PGA Memorial Jack Nicklaus's tournament down in Dublin, Ohio, begins at 7:20 tomorrow morning, bright and early, along the misty moor of Muirfield, of Ohio, that is, not England or Scotland. Bubba Watson tees off 8:15. Phil Mickelson, 105. Rory and Adam Scott, 116. That'll be a packed house to see that great field, one of the best fields in golf, every year at Jack's tournament at the Memorial. And both Williams sisters are out at the French Open Tennis, day four, second round. Number one, Serena, shocked by Garbine Blanco, 6-2, 6-2. Venus lost hers in three sets. They would have met each other in round three, played each other. Instead, they're both leaving Paris as losers in round two. And that is your sports wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Tigers and A's coming up in less than an hour. Somebody said, hey, Tigers got lucky last night. Get lucky. They played the game. Got a nice steal by Rajai Davis. They scored the run. Austin Jackson did a nice job of his speed breaking up the double play. Get the run you need. The bullpen was terrific. Max was not. Bullpen comes in. Three innings, nothing. Ian Kroll had walked the batter, and then he leaves. But the next, the three guys, so Joe Nathan finished it up. It's textbook stuff, especially on the road. 248-848-1130. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and a Man. Hi, Greg.
Gentlemen. Rob, I don't disagree with you much, but I don't know about when you said what, no more pressure on LeBron James. It would be a little pressure if he go back to Cleveland.
All right, he's back on LeBron now. Greg has a thing for LeBron. He's got a thing.
But I'm just going to say this. If he goes back to Cleveland, they don't want him to come back there just to say, well, I came back.
Oh, no, they'd be taking him with open arms. Nope.
You know, I didn't say it, but they want a title.
They do want one, but I'm just trying to say for him, I know LeBron is a pleaser. He doesn't want to have to live with that. He didn't build that big house there in the middle of nowhere in Akron, Ohio, not to live in it. Mark, you know his wife.
Dude, we say this all the time. Greg, dude, understand the women, too. Why you
women.
Guys don't buy the women? He's a married man now.
Yes.
His wife's from that town. They're high school.
They're both from Akron,
right.
Ohio.
She wants to live and have the kids grow up there.
You think that they want to be for the rest of his life where he's persona non grata in Akron or Cleveland? He doesn't want that.
Well, I still say they want to win. He wants to. If he goes back, they're going to expect him to win. They don't want him.
No. You're right. They're going to expect to win. But if they don't win, it's not like for him. He'll say, "Hey, I came back. I tried. We put a team together. We had these picks. Kyrie Irving didn't happen, but he already has his championships in his back pocket." Is what I'm saying.
That's what Kyrie Irving says too. You know,
I agree. I heard. I heard he doesn't like it.
He doesn't want to be there 7 years like LeBron, and you're not going to be able to keep him, right? I can't blame him for that.
Hey, Greg, there's very few guys, let's just face it, who want to play in Cleveland, who are any good. If you're good, you pick your place. The place you're not picking is Cleveland, unless you're physically from Cleveland or you're from Ohio, and that's why LeBron, for those years, was happy as a clam to be there.
Yes, but you know what? I hear that all the time. What if they won in Phoenix? Everybody. Oh, the weather's great. Oh, everybody.
I don't think people
won?
Are dying to go to Phoenix, Arizona. You are.
What if the Clippers? Well, I am, but I'm not going
there. Everybody. People hate Phoenix, Arizona. You're the one who thinks everybody loves Phoenix and Scottsdale and Mesa and Tempe.
Okay, but Mark, talk about when you say nobody wants to go to Cleveland.
Nobody.
You want to go to New York, too? What if the Knicks ever won? I mean, I could go on and on and on about
no,
all
they want to go
teams.
To Los Angeles.
Chicago, what if they
Miami
won?
Miami won.
I mean, what
nobody
else?
Wants to go to Chicago.
No, you want to go to San Antonio?
Who wants to go to Chicago and spend a winter in Chicago?
Who wants to go to San Antonio? All right. It takes 5 seconds. You go to the Alamo, it's all over.
Cleveland is the one city you can say that absolutely positively. That's just why they don't win anything ever. Football, baseball,
nobody wants
basketball, hockey.
That's not wise because they have bad general managers.
And all four sports.
Three, they only have
three.
Because
even general managers don't want to go to Cleveland.
Sorry, Greg.
Greg, are we right? Or, am I right or am I right?
You're right. I mean,
of course I am.
Not going to go down to get to Cleveland.
Nobody wants, just say it. Nobody wants to go to that damn Ohio.
You know, hey, but I was just saying that, Rob, you have to admit now.
Goes for Cincinnati, too.
What do people say about Miggy?
About Mickey?
Yes, well, that's a World Series. You know, he's got a World Series ring in his back pocket.
Oh, he's already won. I mean, he's not him. He don't have anything to prove.
But what do people say? He hasn't won one here.
No, people, if Miguel Cabrera plays 10 years in Detroit with the pitchers that they have and the money that they've spent, it will be a major failure. I don't care what anybody, what they'll say. It's a failure because the team that he has set up and the money, if you would have told. You'd have told me 10 years ago or 15 years ago, the Tigers would have the fourth highest payroll in baseball at $150 or $60 million. I wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't believe it.
that's not what the owners they had. No, Spencer wasn't spending that kind of money. Ooh. And even Monahan. No,
I wouldn't believe it.
You got Mike Elliott. You know, what does the kid say that used to play left field for the Tigers been hurt all year long?
Andy Dirks?
Yeah, he
was on the 60-day, so you're looking at way after the All-Star game, probably.
Yeah, I was just wondering because I hadn't heard anything else about it. You know, I wondered, was he going to come back?
Now, when they put him on the 60, that's like All-Star game or beyond.
Well, you got to get a grip about Nelson Cruz because you're about to blow a gasket. You know, I mean, if he'd come here and not hit 18 home runs, you'd say, what the hell, he spent that much money for
him? Oh, no, Mark wanted him for $8 million, and Orioles got a bargain at $8 million.
And the Tigers might have had him at less at the time.
You know what's crazy, though, is that Nelson Cruz wasn't able to get a secure deal, like a four-year deal like Peralta got. Peralta got paid.
Yeah, and he didn't.
Well, Cruz hung out there for a long time, and this is before we started back at DFN.
Mark, he got signed like a week before spring training started.
So we were on our on the podcast, and I was praying that Dave Dombrowski would go after him and said, I can live with a threesome after the trade of Prince of Cabrera, Cruz, and V-Mart. I said, that is a 3-4-5 I can deal with.
Yeah, I called him to another station. I said, well, let's go pick up Nelson Cruz. I almost got jumped on.
You would have been my buddy for life if you had done that, because I was all about it.
Hey, you need somebody, you know, when you put him around Cabrera and Martinez, the way he's hitting now, you know, you'd have 3, 4, and 5. You know, you'd be have a pretty dangerous lineup.
Well, and like you said, dude, putting the people around him and having that, you know, in place. What was that?
No, I just hit my glass. What'd you do? Somebody rip one?
I don't know. It sounded like I thought, Greg, you okay over there?
I'm fine.
No, that was my glasses hitting the microphone.
Oh, the other reason I liked him was because, if nothing else, he is just an absolute demon in the postseason.
Yeah, he's rough.
Well, he killed the Tigers a couple of years ago in the ALCS.
Yeah, Texas. He's a tough out. So we did. You know, let's see if Baltimore keeps it.
And look at all the holes the Tigers have in their lineup now. Now it's time going on, Greg. Look at it. Austin Jackson, Castellanos, who else? Rajay Davis. Look at all the holes around there. Torrey Hunter's so misplaced too. He's not even the same guy. I don't know. I have no good feel about Torrey Hunter.
What's Torrey, damn near 40?
No, I know, but I'm just saying, when he was in that two slot the last couple of years, he was great.
Well, he moved him out of the two slot. He moved Kinsler in there. Or when Roger Davis was leading off, he made that lineup. I left him in there, too. The other night when he moved him, when he had Austin Jackson in second, I said, why you got him bad? He said, well, you move Hunter up to second and move Austin down to five.
Right, I agree.
Austin Jackson is not a top of the lineup hitter. You know, he is better. He's better. He's falling down the lineup.
He should be batting seventh, to be honest. That's where he should be.
Let's push it on him.
Yep. All right, Greg.
Let's see what they do tonight.
Yeah, this is a big game. It's another big game.
You know, I'm looking at Cleveland Cavaliers' salaries because Kyrie Irving is only really locked in for next year at $7.4
million. Yeah.
I'm looking at Anthony Bennett's numbers. Have you ever seen less and movement at all over number one draft pick?
No, I mean, because he wasn't the right number one draft pick. That's why.
That is the most, when I think back, because I liked him a little at UNLV and, you know, Rebels and all that.
He was not the first overall pick. That was a terrible pick.
But that's why you got to be careful about these drafts sometimes. And I know they didn't overhype him, but be careful, even on Jabari Parker and Wiggins and Embiid, because I see him play college ball. And let's see, Rob, how many championships did Parker win?
None.
Wiggins?
None.
Embiid?
None.
Well, I mean, you can't even will your team to victory like that. And
I like in that draft, though? I like Randle from Kentucky.
And I always liked Julius Randle from jump on this start of the season, too. We saw him early. I think Julius Randle might be the guy that comes out of the fray. Greg, I think you're right, to be one of, if not the best player from this draft, but one of the top two or three.
He's not the guy because he's big, he's strong.
He's got a long way to go, and he can get there. Yeah, you're right. He's got the tools for it.
He's right instead of his left all night long, but I think he'll be all right.
Thanks,
all right,
Greg.
Have a good one.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you. 248-848-1130 is the number.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rob, seriously. You listen to the Cavaliers for 15-16. If you're really thinking LeBron's going to go back there and do this, and if Irving's gone, because he can be gone.
Well, but Mark,
you'd be gone.
I'm just saying.
You're the only guy. They got one guy signed for 15-16.
Yeah, but they got money to go out and bring somebody with LeBron. He's not coming by himself.
Okay. Jarrett Jack. You get the team option on Bennett, the team option on Deion Waiters, which is good.
Bennett's not going anywhere. What do you mean? He's a first-round pick.
No, by the time we get to 15-16, that's a team option year.
No, but I'm saying, but he's not going anywhere.
My point is that he probably will need to go somewhere. He's no good. That's the problem the Cavs are going to have with him. Like you just said, he's the wrong first-round pick, and he's bad. So that's part of what you got coming in with LeBron if he was to after next year. I'm just looking down, and they have nobody on contract for 16-17. Zero people, except the rookies, the young guys. All right, 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
What up, though, Detroit? This is Joyke Bell. You listen to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on The Fan.
Time now for the lighter side of golf with Bob Krause, bobkrausegolf.com. He's our guru right before Jack's tournament here on WDFN The Fan.
Hey, I'm Bob Krause. This is the lighter side of golf. Recently, I've had the pleasure to donate some time to the Mott Children's Foundation for kids with congenitive heart failure and other diseases. I had the pleasure of playing with some really good, gracious, giving people, but that did not help their golf swings. So one of the gentlemen, his name was Kevin, and he was hitting the ball real, real low, and the ball was barely getting off the ground, and it was going left. And one of my observations that I told him was when he was taking the club back, he's a right-handed golfer, and he was taking the club back, and his weight was getting on his left foot. They call that the reverse weight shift. So what happens then is as he transfers the weight back down, the weight gets on the outside of the left foot, and the club face closes down, and the ball goes low and left. So what I told him was to make sure that the next time he hits a golf ball, he actually transfers the weight back to the right thigh, making sure that right leg is nice and flexed, and then he can start the transfer on the way through. This will help him get the ball airborne and hit the ball much higher and much more in line. So take that to the course next time. I'm Bob Krause. That's the lighter side of golf.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
It's 9:25. You can watch us. The streaming minions are having a ball in there. I don't know what they're doing. I see Josh and EP and Ryan there. Hi, Ryan. How you doing, man? And where's Nick Deere? Oh, he's over there. but you can watch us. Watch their handiwork at parkertheman.com or premiersportstalknetwork.com. So, Rob, they have this thing called the Twitter machine.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Have you heard about the Twitter machine?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
So I'm checking our Twitter page, and I want to see if there's any notifications we can mention on the air. And I go down a little bit, and I see Carissa Thompson from Fox. I said to Rob, well, I follow her on Twitter.
Okay.
And she's just absolutely gorgeous, in my opinion.
Mark, you know I did Numbers Never Lie with her.
Dude, I know you set. Dude, you set in the air with Carissa Thompson, but I've met her in the past.
She's a very nice person.
She's beautiful.
And very beautiful.
Okay.
I agree.
So I said, Rob comes back in the room, and here we had just had this discussion about Calvin Johnson earlier with the baby mama thing and the girlfriend, and Rob has literally spent an hour. I hope you heard the beginning of the show, because what he was really telling you was, he was spending an hour telling you how basically awful women are, and how terrible they are, just stay away from them.
No, I hope I didn't come away like
that. Yeah, of course
that.
You did.
Is that how it came across?
Pretty much. Just leave it. This is what you said. You got $30 million. Why are you giving any to this person?
No, but why are you giving it to her because of a baby with a random
hookup? Let's not get
hookup?
It back again.
That's, it still comes down to the random baby.
So Carissa Thompson has just posted this, posted 4 minutes ago. Dude, this is the difference between men and women. It's right here. Rob's first hour, which I played along with too, and now Carissa Thompson's post on Twitter. The struggle is real, is what she writes. Just suggested this for a summer read. And it's Carissa with her glasses on, looking down at a book that's titled, Why You're Not Married Yet. Women, their whole focus. She's looking like intently. This is what it looks like.
But she was married already.
Oh, okay, she wants to be married again. Obviously, she's very intent looking at it. Why you're not married yet. Do guys ever read a book called Why You're Not Married
No,
Yet?
No, because they're trying to hold out as long as possible.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Absolutely, Gary. Absolutely.
One more time.
Can't do it.
I got married, Mark.
Here's the balances.
Mark, you've never been married. You're married to me technically, like common law, but you've never been married.
No, we were separated for enough years, 6 years, that we're not in the thing. So, no, there's no common law. By the way, Michigan does not have a common law.
In Texas, you would be married.
Texas or and Florida has no common law either. Michigan lost common law in 1974. It's been that long, like 40 years.
No, but it is. But the difference is, Mark, I understand. You don't understand what the difference is between men and women.
But he's doing it with me.
You know what the difference is? A woman has to wait for somebody to ask them to get married.
In 1980,
no, 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 no.
More women now ask other
no, they
men
don't.
To, yeah, they do.
I would never marry a woman who asked me to get married. Are you kidding? What? That's my call.
That's because you're traditional.
That's my call. Would you marry a woman who asked you?
Look at these old ancient people,
Josh.
But it's not like that,
Rob.
Look
at Josh. What is that? Cantaloupe, melons? Look at that. What is that? Boom, boom, boom.
All I'm telling you is, this is the scales of justice. A man would never read a book called Why You're Not Married
Yet. But Mark,
yet. Women, Carissa Thompson is, I'm looking at the, I got to show you the picture.
But Mark, what did I just tell you though?
Here's the picture.
Women have to wait for somebody to ask them.
That's the book she's reading. Why?
Please call 248-848-1130. Please call if you got married because your wife asked you, your girlfriend asked you to get married. I are you serious?
I think that might be a more newfangled thing.
I don't think so. I think most women, Mark, to ask the guy to get married?
I think you're stuck on the actual knee on the ground, here's a ring. I think that the discussion takes place more than ever before the question is popped.
No, it's not
that. I think that's the old days,
Mark,
Rob. The question doesn't get popped
I understand
anymore.
The question is, we've been dating for 4 years.
Honey.
What are we? Where are we going here?
Where are we going, babe?
I'm getting old, and I don't want to be an old maid, and blah, blah, blah. I get that question, Mark, but it still comes down to the man making a decision. And making a call.
No.
Yeah.
No, because the woman, if she's not getting satisfaction, is gone. What are you talking about? Comes down to the man making the decision.
And you throw your fishing pole back into the water. How's that?
Wow, Opie. What year are you living in? You throw your fishing pole back into the water? And how's your pole been working, Rob?
Well, I'm not fishing.
Oh,
I'm not fishing.
I don't believe that for
Mark,
a minute.
I don't, Mark. The last thing I want to be is married. The last thing.
I'm not saying it's to be married,
I've
but a
been
relationship,
married.
A steady, strong relationship.
I don't want the headache. I'm going to be honest.
Carissa
with
Thompson's
you.
Face is so like she's dying for the struggle is real. She wrote that. Why you're not married yet? All
she,
right, coming
she was
up,
dating with Jay Williams. That's what she was dating. Are they done?
If I'm Jay Williams and I'm looking at that picture, I would think I'm done.
What's going on here? What's the score?
7-0 Yankees. All right, we got a sports wrap coming up. And then,
well, you know what I'm talking about.
Hour.
Come on, you're kidding me.
No, I think you're old. I think you're talking about old stuff, though. I think you're not into the new.
Mark, do you understand? Look, you've been fortunate. You've had two women in your life.
Two long-term relationships.
That's what I'm talking about. And you're happy that you're that kind of guy. I'm not that guy. I had a very long relationship with one woman.
Of course, Carissa Thompson also retweeted something about mayonnaise. So what am I supposed
mayonnaise.
To do?
Mayonnaise.
Dude, she posts way too
Who
much.
Who is that, Al Hrabowski? Look how big he is.
Is that Al Hrabowski? The mad Hungarian? Is that their pitching coach?
Who is it? It looks like John Kruk. I think it is.
That can't be the mad Hungarian. I'll look it up with that guy.
Please look it up.
Yeah, look
All
up.
Right. 248-848-1130.
Sports Night with Parker and Mandy, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Make sure You go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Bronx.
We're about a half an hour or so away from Tigers Oakland, game number 3 of the series. After the first game, of course, the 10-0 Oakland win. The Tigers came back nicely last night with 3 great innings of relief work, finished off by Joe Nathan after Max Scherzer struggled. 6-5 the final, so they're up to 10 games over 500 again. Leading the AL Central is 5, and it's Anibal Sanchez tonight and Scott Kazmir coming up in, as I said, about 20, 25 minutes. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Game 5, NBA Eastern Finals. This is going to be like this all night again. Miami leads Indiana 33-31 in the second quarter. Chris Bosh has 9 to lead everybody, and expect a long night in Indiana for this Game 5. If Miami plans on wrapping this thing up and making their way to the NBA Finals for the 4th straight year. Stanley Cup Playoffs, West Finals, Game 5. The Kings have taken the lead. Chicago went out to a 3-1 advantage. Now it's 4-3 L.A. Kings are playing some hellacious hockey, man. They've done the job with San Jose. They've done the job with Chicago. They win on the road. They win at home. I think it is to L.A. I think an L.A. thing is just fine. 4-3 over the Blackhawks in the second period. If LA wins, they move on to the Cup final, second time in 3 years. And if you've got the early line on the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, I don't even think it's close. I think it's Marian Gaborik of the Kings. He's got 11 goals in the postseason. He's never been a great playoff scorer. And now 11 goals for Marian Gaborik, and we're still, you know, only in the conference finals. So 4-3 LA leads, and of course, it's not done by any stretch of the imagination. Long way to go in Chicago yet tonight. East Finals Game 6 is tomorrow night at MSG. Rangers still lead Montreal 3-2. Other baseball, American League Astros, 5-game winning streak now. They beat Kansas City and sweep them in KC, 9-3. There's your Kansas City Royals, Rob Parker. There's the true Royals losing 3 to the Astros at home. Yeah. George Springer sets the club record for a rookie for the Astros. He's been everything as advertised except his glove, which he leads the American League with 6 errors. But as far as the bat goes, 9 home runs in the month of May. That sets the club record for a rookie. Rays and Blue Jays tied at 2 in the 7th now. Indians still lead the White Sox with that Jason Giambi homer in the 6th inning, 1-0. No score, Rangers Twins now in the 5th. Interleague Series, Red Sox over the Braves, 2-0 6th. Brewers over the Orioles, 4-1 4th. Yankees lead the Cardinals, 7-0 now. It's in the bottom of the 4th inning. National League, Mets beat the Pirates earlier today, 5-0 behind Bartolo Colon. He gets his 2,000th strikeout in that game. Giants beat the Cubs, same score, 5-0. 6 pitchers combined in a 2-hitter, but George Contos gets the win. Marlins and Nationals tied at 4 now in the 8th, and it's the Rockies and Phillies tied at 2 in the 7th. Justin Morneau with his 10th home run of the season for Colorado. Jack Nicklaus' PGA Memorial Tournament begins about, 10 hours from now, 7:20 in the morning. Bubba Watson tees off at 8:15, defending champion Matt Kuchar at 8:26. Phil Mickelson is playing because it's Jack's event. He better play even with I don't care if his arm was falling off, he'd play. At 1:05 p.m., Rory McIlroy and Adam Scott both at 1:16. French Open tennis, all you need to know about day 4 is that both Williams sisters out. Number 1, Serena shocked by Garbiñ Blanco, 6-2-2. Venus lost to someone I can't pronounce in 3 sets. Wouldn't matter anyhow. They would have met each other at round 3 and played each other, but it's not going to happen because Serena and Venus, the 1 seed and the 29th seed, both out on the red clay of Roland Garros in Paris. That's your sports wrap presented by Sporty Cuts. So there you have it. A couple of baseball things I wanted to throw out there.
Are you done with the female stuff? Are you
all right? I know. I was just doing the Twitter thing. Just Carissa Thompson's a Fox product, and I saw her thing, and I just said, this really relates to what you talked about earlier. Because it's just funny how
women are torn now because they try to get the guy, so most guys aren't committing to getting married, so they just say, all right, I'll just have a baby with the guy. All right, I'll have a baby.
Well, but I just
maybe he'll stick around if I have a baby. How's that?
I wanted to ask you 2 things, because 2 names. And this comes up, and maybe it's people that don't know, and maybe you need to explain how the Hall of Fame works, Baseball Hall of Fame, since you're a voting member. 2 names have come up for the Hall of Fame for the future, guys who are currently playing. And one is, they're both pitchers, and one is over 200 career wins, and one is right at the cusp of 200 career wins. I think you might know who I'm talking about. Number 1 is the guy you mentioned yesterday who's having a hell of a year, Mark Burley, is back and playing for the Jays. Toronto beat Tampa 9-6 on Tuesday. He went to 9-1 with that win. In fact, I can't remember the Jays led the East this late by three games. It might be 20 years ago. In fact, the Jays are the only team in the East with a plus run differential, plus 31. Everybody else has a minus, including the Yankees and the Orioles. Burley is now 5 wins away from 200. He hasn't won more than 13 since 08. He's amazingly consistent over his career, which is now 15 years. He has pitched over 200 innings every year since 2000. So he doesn't get hurt. He stays in there, and he's had just one losing season. And that was in 2006 when he was 12.
Mark, you're not making a case for him. He's not a Hall of Famer.
Okay, stop.
Not even close.
Not my case.
Okay, not even
Don't
close.
Don't shoot the messenger. Not even close.
Who's the other one?
But I'm not saying they're retiring tomorrow either.
Oh, I know, but.
Tim Hudson.
How many wins he got?
210 right now. He's 210 and 113. Never had a losing season in 16
How
years.
How many Cy Young?
He's been in the voting, but he's never won one.
Nope.
Zero. Zero chance, no matter what he does.
Mark.
We've had this with Mike Mussina, too.
Look at Mussina's numbers. He didn't get in. He did not
and
get
he's
in.
He's the only guy. Here's the number.
Mussina has 270 wins, right?
Here's the swag on Mussina. Mussina is now the only pitcher in Major League history that is 100 games or more over 500 that is not in the Hall of Fame.
And how many Cy Youngs did Mike Mussina win?
He won none.
How many did Jack Morris win? Is there a pattern here?
Jack Morris was the winningest pitcher of the 80s.
Okay, but never won a Cy Young. How'd that happen? He had 10 years to be the best pitcher in the game. One season, couldn't do it.
Can't do it.
Absolutely.
Cy Young is not your only basis for.
No, but Mark, come on. You got to have at least. Where's your hardware? What did you do during it? It has to be a part where you're one of the greatest players of your time.
The problem
Barry
is.
Barry Bonds has how many MVPs?
Those awards are giving up per year.
I understand. Mark, you got to.
Steve Stone won a Cy Young award.
Oh, which is exactly the point that Steve Stone won once. And you mean to tell me Jack Morris pitched for 16 years and
pitched at the same time as Steve Stone?
And never won one? You just made the point.
Well, Stone won 25 that year.
Okay, but
so he didn't have to have a body of work. He had to have one good year.
And there you go. But
you don't go to the Hall of Fame for one good year.
No, but you need to have a Cy Young or some major award. Everybody always talks about Lou Whitaker and Joe Morgan. Joe Morgan won back-to-back National League MVPs. That put you on another plateau.
Did you vote for Mussina?
No.
Would you ever vote for Mussina?
No. Once I didn't vote for you the first time, you're done.
How is it so off chance that you say zero zip? I'm not even talking about Burley or Hudson. Mussina. But other guys swear by the guy and say they would vote for him until the cows come home. So you're over here saying, no, I never vote for that guy. I thought about it, never over. These guys are saying, you're crazy. How can people be so off on Hall of Fame voting?
Because
what's your philosophy on that?
My philosophy is very simple. If me and you have to debate over a guy, you're not a Hall of Famer. To me, a Hall of Famer should be no ifs, ands, or buts. When you say Hank Aaron or Willie Mays or Babe Ruth.
Jack Morris, Alan Trammell.
No.
Lou Whitaker.
It's all debates.
I'm not trying to push for them, by the way. Don't think I'm pushing for them. I'm not.
Mark, does that make sense to you?
I used to buy into your what does your gut tell you theory. That if you can't answer immediately that the guy's a Hall of Famer, I think that I might be stretching it a bit now.
It's not a stretch. Because
I'm open to hearing your reasons for it.
But it has to be, Mark. It's not the Hall of the Very Good. There's a lot of guys who are very, very good. It should be for the creme de la creme. There you go. Of the players. Not for, he was pretty good. Don Mattingly, Mark, had 4 of the greatest seasons ever as a hitter. But that's all he had. He had those 4 years.
But Mattingly we can't talk about.
No, but a lot of people think
he has
Don
no
Mattingly,
number of significance.
None. And he won? A couple batting titles?
Only one batting title.
Yeah.
He beat out Winfield, right?
Winfield, that was it, yep.
The other part about the pitch, the only pitcher. I don't rail for Morris, for Jack. I did for Burt Blyleven until he finally got in. I did believe that. I still believe Jim Koch should be in the Hall of Fame. And he's like the only other guy. The only other pitcher I rail for now is Mussina because I think that that's a significant hook. that he's the only pitcher now not in the Hall of Fame that was 100-plus over 500 in his career. Because he didn't always play with great teams. It wasn't always great.
No, those are the luck of the draw.
I just don't want to make 300 wins the only way to get into the Hall of Fame
Mark,
for a pitcher.
Win a couple of Cy Youngs, do some other stuff. I mean,
you're the guy that votes for Lee Smith, and nobody else gives him a second look practically.
So I have to just...
He was once the all-time saves leader in baseball history.
So there you go. It just tells you that people don't respect that, and they look at him, and they don't respect the things that
he did. Voting for both? I know you're voting for Mariano, so that's not even a question. You voting for Trevor Hoffman, too?
Yeah, why am I not? Trevor Hoffman has, 600 saves? Absolutely.
All right, so Trevor Hoffman, in your opinion, would go. Sure. You're all into the closers, though. You're into the guys.
I'm into those guys because more...
Did you vote for John Franco?
No.
Did not vote for Franco?
No. All right. He has the most, what does he have, for lefty or whatever?
Almost for lefty, and at one point I think he was right there with
But he Lee has, Smith. What, 3-something? What is his number?
I have to look all these
390-something? I mean, it's a lot.
I don't know if it's that high, but... There was a lot of other reasons that people didn't like John Franco and would kept him out of the Hall of Fame. But you vote for all the steroid guys.
Right.
Think are steroid guys, but have no positive test on record.
Right.
That's how we define them. Guys who don't have a positive test. You'll never vote for Rafael Palmeiro, correct?
Right.
Because he has a positive test on record.
He has a test on record, absolutely.
And Manny Ramirez, never going to vote for him, right?
He got test busted twice. When they had the new system in, Mark, they tested him and came up positive.
And when Nelson Cruz is up for the Hall of Fame? Not voting for him.
No, I can't. You guys are working for him.
What about Alex Sanchez when he was busted?
Oh, please, stop. All right, 248-848-1130.
But tell everybody, Mark McGwire?
Yes.
Sammy Sosa?
Yes.
Barry Bonds?
Yes.
Chef's up next year, Sheffield. What do you do with him?
What test does he have? I know he has...
He was part of the clearing the cream with Barry Bonds.
Yeah, but what test? Do you have a test?
No test, no positive test.
And now the thing that kills me of all the players...
Sheffield's got 509 in the homers. We got the number.
They pushed Big Poppy aside. He came up positive with Manny Ramirez. Now all of a sudden they're talking up Big Poppy
Never heard of him.
And he had like a one.
They're pushing him for the Hall of Fame.
I know, and it's wrong. And I'm not. No way. Nope.
248-848-1130. We'll give you that number because it is last call time on Sports Night with Parker. We're at last call time. Don't forget tomorrow is a TV theme song Thursday. Rob, did you know that?
I can't wait.
Do you know tomorrow's a TV theme song Thursday?
And you know what, Gary? We got a very special TV theme song tomorrow.
Oh, man.
And everybody should know, all cartoon theme song.
Is it all cartoon Thursday?
All cartoon
theme song. We haven't done that since we've been back. No. I haven't seen that in 6 years.
Let's do that. We're going to do that tomorrow.
How about that?
So that'll be
Mel Allen? There you go. So we'll update you also on the hockey and the basketball in last call time. 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker the Man. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come. Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Once more time tonight, we want to tell you that if you're out and about in the roads, and of course you're going to be at some point, and you have any trouble whatsoever, or if you just have routine maintenance that needs to be done, just say to yourself, expert car care, expert, X-P-E-R-T car care. Rob, car, truck, van, expert car care. See what I'm saying?
That's right, Mark. Hey, expert car care, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you back on the road safe and sound. Often the same day.
Expert Car Care takes care of everything. Whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or wiper blade, or as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And if you mention these two cats right here, something good will happen to
you. That's right. Mention Parker and the Man. Not only will you receive a free oil change with any work done, Mark, but also they'll give you a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
It's over $100 no holla, $100 in savings.
$100 no holla, $100 no holla, $100 no holla.
Pass down to you just for saying, Parker and the Man. It's Expert Car Care right there on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming or 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. Mike and his great people, XPERT Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, so no Tim Hudson and no Mark Burley in the Hall of Fame.
No matter what
they do.
Very good player.
What if they win 40 the next 3 years?
Well, the numbers have to be.
You're saying barring anything unbelievable.
Right, I'm just saying they have.
What about Yovani Gallardo, who's been with the Brewers for 7 years? Hall of Fame or not?
Not good year.
Okay. He got the two-out double in the 10th that beat Baltimore yesterday. Set up the pitcher.
I saw it.
Now, do you know he's got 12 lifetime dings?
Nice.
He hit four with Milwaukee in 2010. I didn't know he was that good a hitter. I didn't even realize he'd been there 7 years already.
Mark, some of these guys were athletes. They were the best players on that team. They
12 homers
shortstop.
For a pitcher in Milwaukee is pretty
right.
good.
That's pretty damn good, no
that
doubt
That doesn't
about
happen
it.
Very often. That's Mike Hampton stuff, if you remember that, how good a hitting pitcher Mike Hampton was. There aren't many of those guys out there that do that, that can be able to hit that well. Johnny Manziel says he doesn't care what you think about him going to Las Vegas.
Good, very nice.
Rob, what do you think about Johnny Manziel going to Las Vegas?
I don't care.
You care that he cares that you care or not care?
I don't care that he doesn't care that about whether or not I care.
He was at the pool party at Wet Republic at MGM. He went to the big UFC fight with Dana White. Dana White himself was in the pictures. But Johnny Manziel says today, and he'll be here in 73 days at Ford Field. We're counting it down. When the Cleveland Browns and the Detroit Lions strap it on and get it cooking for the preseason 2014. That's 73 days from now. You're scoring at home, and Lord knows I know you are. But Manziel says, and Rob was very adamant about this, he says, I'm in Vegas. That's my time. You can't do anything about it. I don't care what you think. And I think he was pointing at the good people of Cleveland and people like yourself, Rob, fine reporters such as you are. They're pointing at people like EP, and they're pointing at streaming minions like Ryan and Gary, and saying he doesn't care. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
He shouldn't have to care. He's on vacation. He's not working. Do whatever you want.
But he had to come out and make a statement.
That's stupid. You could go to Vegas. Go knock yourself out. Knock yourself out.
You could go to Vegas. Do whatever you want there, dude.
I want
to
go to Vegas.
But just don't do it like John Daly did, who admitted today he gambled away more than $55 million in his life. All at the slots and blackjack in Las Vegas, Nevada.
You
$55 million.
I could have helped him out. I would have taken him to downtown Detroit. We could have gone up to the top of the Penobscot building, and he could have thrown the money off.
No. Greektown Motor City and MGM would have said, please, Rob, don't bring him over
bring
to
over
our.
That's true.
What are you doing?
Unbelievable.
All right, we're done for the night.
Oh, wait, man, here comes the good part. You ready, Mark?
I'm ready.
I've been your friend. Yeah, for a long time.
Ladies,
I've been
he's
your
been your friend, too. Carissa yes. Thompson, he's really been your friend.
Hey, Mark, let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, Nick, and his video streaming minions, Ryan and Josh. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without those guys. Thanks a lot, guys.
Check us out on Twitter, on Facebook, of course. You can email us at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. And just get ready for a very exciting TV theme song Thursday. He is Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man, recorded live in front of a taped studio audience, but I think you know that by now. Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith, he's up next for you. And don't forget, Matt Shepard, Chef Show, right here in this chair tomorrow morning from 7 until 10.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
NB, see you later.
Carissa Thompson. Oh, I can't do it. Not with that
do
book.
Do it, do it.
Can't do it.
Do it.
Not with that book,
do
I can't
it.
Do it.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Fine. Call me.